Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on This Needs to Be Said. We have an attorney with us on today, Mr. Ronald Dressler, and he's going to talk with us about one of the biggest topics, even right now during this election season, is money for school or how to pay money back for school, and hopefully they'll really implement something that will make it debt-free for people to go to school. But in the meantime, there are many people who have loans, outstanding loans, and they worry about how to pay those. So, Ron, I want to welcome you to This Needs to Be Said so we can talk about it. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I have friends that have loans. I have loans. If anybody's on the college path, in high school, they probably have a bill that they're trying to figure out how not to have it affect their lives. They're either trying to come up with the money or they don't have the money, and they're sweating over it. And this is something that you in your practice are addressing. So I guess I want to know a little bit about you and what made you decide to add this to your practice.
I've been a bankruptcy lawyer for 30 years. I've seen every kind of bankruptcy, business bankruptcy, individual bankruptcies, men, women, families, creditors who have people who owe them money. And the student loan piece is almost always there these days. People come in and say, well, yes, I have an eviction, or I have a car loan, or I have credit card debt, or I have medical bills and hospital bills, or I've got a car repo, and I've got student loans. And I got $25,000 in student loans, or $130,000 in student loans. And so what most bankruptcy lawyers do is they'll address the repos and the credit cards and the hospital bills and those things that they can address that are going to go away in bankruptcy. And then they say, but the student loans aren't dischargeable in bankruptcy. And everybody seems to know that the student loans are kind of, they're going to stick to you like glue. And then everybody puts the student loan piece to the side. And they say, okay, we'll deal with the student loan piece separately. Let's take care of the debts that we can take care of. And I got to the point where I thought, that's not right. Because all these clients have student loan problems, I want to offer a complete solution. So I started doing student loan resolution.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know why no one thought of it before now, but I'm glad that you did, and here we are. So if it is something that seems to stick to us like glue, as you said, how do you deal with it? What's the first thing? I come to you and I'm considering a bankruptcy and you see these student loans. What are you saying to me? How are you helping me?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have to figure out exactly what you have. So many people don't even know. Well, I've got some federal loans, I've got some private loans, and they don't even really know what they have. So the first thing we do is figure out, what do you have? And there's an online database that has everybody's student loans, the history, the servicer, the kind of student loan, when you took it out, if you're in a grace period, if you're in forbearance, if you're in default, all of those things. And we work together to first of all figure out, what do you have? And by the way, people are going to see on Facebook ads that say, oh, we'll help you resolve your student loans. And you know what? Maybe they can. But if they ask you for your login and your password for this database, you know that they're not on the up and up, because it's illegal for anybody to have that information. So that's why what I do is I have my clients go to that. I go to the website. I give them the site location. They sign up, they register, they get a login, they get a password, and then they print out screenshots of their active loans, and they email those to me with a few other information. I need to know your family size. I need to know what your income was last year. And pretty much that's the information I need to get started with the analysis.
Now, for some people, they probably have dodged making those payments so that they would have enough money to cover their expenses or, you know, just whatever. They just haven't paid the loan in a while. So what about that person? Can you help that person? Because I'm thinking that we were just talking about somebody who was, you know, they were current, but they're just beginning to, you know, drown a little bit. But this person I'm asking about, they just haven't paid.
Yes, we can help them. There are different ways to get out of default. We've got to get you out of default before we can really give you access to some pretty good programs out there that are based upon your income, not necessarily based upon the loan amount.
Okay. Now, I have heard this, Ron, that once you have your loan, your student loan in default, it's like it never comes off. Like there's no way to get that off of your credit. But what I've heard of bankruptcies is this is a great way to reset your credit. How do those two work together?
Well, the student loans are not dischargeable in the bankruptcy. So the student loan companies are going to continue to report your performance and your payment history to the credit bureaus. That's just going to happen. Depending upon, I don't like the word never. The word never is not a meaningful word when it comes to your credit reports, because you have the greatest strength is on the recent behavior. So you could have, let's say you were in default on your student loans, and we get you out of default, and we get you back on the straight and narrow, and you have a payment plan that works for you. Well, if you've got a car loan, or you've got a home loan, or you get a secured credit card so that you're making payments, you'll be able to rehabilitate your credit.
Okay.
and you'll be able to have credit. Just because you default on a student loan when you don't know better and you're going through some hard times doesn't mean that when you kind of get your act together and you figure out what it is that you need to do, doesn't mean that your credit profile is ruined forever. Quite the contrary. If you're doing the right things, then you can restore your credit.
Okay. Now, for people who say, okay, I hear you, but this is probably going to cost me a lot of money to have you help me, why don't I just keep ignoring my loans? What's the worst that can happen to someone who takes that route?
Well, the worst thing that can happen is they'll garnish your wages. Now, this comes as a real shock to the system. People who know anything at all about garnishments and judgments, they know that they've got to get personally served with a lawsuit, they got a trial date, and then they got to find out where you're working, and then, you know, 6 months later, they can start to garnish your wages. It doesn't work that way with federal student loans. You go into default on a federal student loan, they can start garnishing your wages right away, 30-day notice, no lawsuit required, no service of papers required. They can just start. They can offset your federal tax returns. They can offset Social Security. Federal student loans.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a super powerful creditor, and that's why you really need to play ball with them. But that's the bad news. The good news is there are all sorts of programs that make it affordable.
Good. That's good to hear. Now, there are a lot of people out there that give good advice. You did allude to that, that they give some advice. Why can't they be trusted?
Well, they can't be trusted because you don't know what their bona fides are. I mean, you don't know where they're come from, what they're doing. Are they just a big mill that's really no better than the servicers? I mean, you just don't know. I mean, some of them probably do a fairly good job. But, you know, it's a little bit like the credit counseling services. You know, I would say for every 10 credit counseling services, 2 of them are legit. But which 2? How do you know?
Right. So, wow. And you have the legal knowledge that people are going to need to get this. And it's something that you've seen so much. And your reputation as an attorney is what's really on the line, I would imagine, because these people can pop up with these services, but you have your practice. So it would not benefit you to bring us that information. So I have been leery of those little grass signs you see them stuck on the side of the road, call and get this advice, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, who really does call those, and do they work? So that's something
you know
to
what?
Think about.
I don't know about that, but I'm also very, I'm very much in tune with social media and what we call social proof. There's a website called avvo.com, AVVO.com. And Avvo is a directory for lawyers so that consumers can go and see lawyers. And they have more lawyer reviews than any other online directory. All right. I have, as of today, 89 five-star reviews on avvo.com, which is more five-star reviews than any other bankruptcy lawyer in any of the states I practice in. And, you know,
wow.
I work hard to get client reviews so that other clients can have some degree of trust when they pick up the phone and call me and reach out to me that they're going to get a fair shake.
Absolutely. I didn't know about that site. So, that's good. That's good that there's a site out there. I mean, and we look at reviews when we shop for other things anyway, so that's good.
Sure.
Now I want to go and see your 89 reviews. Check you out. But that is good because getting a customer review in any industry is tough to get somebody to, you know, even if you did an excellent job, it's tough because they have to take time out of their schedule. You've helped them, the pain is gone, and now you want me to come back and post a review. So you must be doing something right because people, they do value their time to do stuff that they want to do. So that's great. I want you, Ron, and I said your name wrong in the beginning, and I want to apologize. It's Dresser, not Dressler. So
that is correct.
Know who we're talking to. So we're talking to attorney Ron Dresser, and he's going to let you know how to get in touch with him outside of This Needs to Be Said. And we talked about student loans today, but he's going to be back, and we're going to talk about many other topics that may be of interest to you. And, of course, you can always submit your questions for us to have them addressed as well. But, Ron, let them know how to get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said.
Well, the best way is right through my website, www.drescherlaw.com. You can fill out a web form. You know, here's another thing. I don't know if anybody's ever gone to a website and filled out a web form and never heard from them. We respond if we can within minutes and usually early the next business day. We really care. We want to hear it. You can do a live chat. Live chat. We'll get back to you within an hour or the next business day to make sure that we reach out to you and can give you the information you need.
Absolutely. Ron, thank you so much for talking with us about student loans and taking the scary out of it for us. And until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. I really had a great time.
I'm glad. Next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Your conference recording has stopped.